Come, O feast lovers, let us sing a hymn of praise. Let us praise the holy name with all the assembly of the ancestors, the holy ones who waited for God.
With Adam and Noah, with Isaiah and Jeremiah, with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and all the other fathers, we wait for God.
With the holy women, made strong by the strength of the one who calls us, we wait for God.
With Hannah and Judith, with Esther and Miriam, with Rachel and Rebecca and Ruth, and all the other mothers, we wait for God.
Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Holy One, the one who calls forth the choir of all creation, the one who waits for us.
Hymn number 19.
Let's bow for prayer. O God, you call, come. Just as you called Israel out of Babylon and out of discouragement, you still call your people to come. There is a journey to make. We are to travel with you and go where you will lead. We hear your call. We gather at the invitation of your word. Equip us by your grace. Lead us by your spirit. May we be your people in the journey to seek the place where Christ will be born. Amen. I'd like to welcome every one of you to Point Grand Mennonite Fellowship this morning, the first Sunday of Advent, first Sunday of the church calendar year. There are a lot of people involved in the service. I was afraid at some point half of you would be standing up here. My name is Veronica. I'm coordinating the service. Jeff Schultz is on piano. Evan is leading in singing. Carl will be doing a children's story. There is a small ensemble, mostly people from our congregation, but we have at least one guest, Elby, helping out with the singing. Thank you. And Nubia is here to join us for, she isn't often able to make it, so I'd like to especially acknowledge that. And we also will have special music during the communion section of the service with Ernie Dirksen and Cynthia. I think I saw her in the back somewhere, so really looking forward to that. I'll make a note now about the communion. We will be coming up, as often is our practice, in small groups, in a small circle here. I have one chalice with white grape juice, and I have one with red wine. So just to forewarn you that it's your option, which one you feel comfortable with. I'd ask that the groups, because it's a little more logistically involved, that the groups stay relatively, like 10 to 12, if possible, if you can sort of monitor yourselves. It might take a little bit longer, but it might be less fuss and less danger of spillage and overlooking and all that kind of stuff. So, one of the very dear traditions of Advent is having an Advent wreath and lighting the candles, increasing every Sunday. I took this little liturgy from the Leader magazine put out by the Mennonite Church Canada and USA, and it suggested that we get women lighting the candles representing three generations, a grandmother, a mother, and a daughter. So Louise, Erica, and Emma will do the candle lighting liturgy. Jeez, that was a long match.
Keep awake. The Lord is coming, and we must be ready. Be on the watch. God surprises us with action, love, and presence.
God meets us in our working and waiting, yet God surprises us.
We know God is coming, just as we know a birth will follow a pregnancy. Yet, this coming is as surprising as the onset of labor.
We know God is with us, yet God's presence is as unexpected as a baby king.
We know God loves us, yet the warmth of God's love is as surprising as a crocus in springtime.
We light this candle as a reminder of the surprise in God's unstoppable purpose. Watch and wait for God's awesome deeds.
Yeah, you got it. We'll be hearing a total of three scripture readings from today's lectionary. I have asked Isaiah. I've lost my little. Some of me have walked off with it. Who did I ask to read Isaiah?
Adria.
Sorry, thank you. Adria, and then it followed immediately by Kevin, your reading, Mark. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood, the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you are angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have delivered us into the hands of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. We all are the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember the iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people.
Mark 13:24-37. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels, and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake.
Thank you. We'll have the first of the two pieces that the special music group will do for us. And I will apologize to the liturgical purists. These are Christmas songs.
Sing or heal me afraid.
Jesus, the treasure, with love past all measure, in lowly poor manger was laid. The wise men who found him make rich gifts around him. Let oxen they gave him their hay, and Jesus in beauty accepted their duty, contented in manger he lay. Then haste we to show him the praises we owe him, our service in heaven despise, whose love still is able to show us the stable where softly
upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh amongst themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
A prayer of confession. Jesus told us to look and see.
We have seen the tree sprouting, but have not seen that the kingdom of God is near.
Jesus told us to be on guard.
Yet we have fainted from fear of what is happening in our world.
Jesus told us to be alert.
But we have let our hearts be weighed down, and the worries of this world have caught us unexpectedly. Forgive us, Holy One, when we do not remember what you have said.
Truly I tell you this, our redemption is near, and the word of God will not pass away. Let us pray. Eternal Spirit, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and all that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, creation resonates with celebration of your nameless name. Let justice and mercy flood the earth. Let all creation harmonize in your imagination. Let us recognize that every thought and thing belongs to you. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from each other and those we inflict on others, forgive us. In times of test and temptation, stand with us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you alone are creating our universe, now and forever. Amen. The small group come up once more. Thank you. On Advent that I found online, Sojourners magazine, written by a Molly Marsh, 2002. It's called Waiting for God. Advent is the time in our church calendar that redirects us towards our source of sustenance, the hope that God will come, and the promise that God is with us now and forever. We need the reminder desperately, for images of burning buildings, breathtaking greed, and continuous terrorist alerts have taken their toll. Advent is a time of preparation, of patience, of remembering what grounds and sustains us. In one sense, we are always living in Advent. As people of faith, we are continually waiting and watching for signs of God. But waiting is a risky venture. When we wait for anything, a friend, our turn at the gas pump, we wait expectantly. We are in a state of suspension, temporarily neglected, unattended to. Minutes or months or years tick by, and the outcome we're hoping for may fail to materialize, at least not that we can see. And then we start to wonder, am I in the wrong place? Did I get the time wrong? Where is everyone? Somehow I've taken the wrong bus, and it's dropped me off in a neighborhood alone where all the houses are dark. Somewhere, everyone else is gathered, admiring by candlelight the soft skin of the baby Jesus, basking in the glow of his holiness, seeing the sweetness of Mary's face. How am I here in this desolate place by myself? We get lonely, then angry. Is God ever going to show up? How could God leave us? And when we waited for oh so long, and in the meantime suffered the loss of someone we love, the horror of cruelly aimed airplanes, the roar of war, we start to believe we are mistaken. God is not going to come. Or worse, God is not even there. Fear sets in. We've been fooled, and we've been fooling ourselves. We've based the foundation and structure of our lives on a product of our imaginations, and we are utterly alone in our pain and suffering. More minutes, months, or years tick by. At times we beat the dark air. At other times we live buoyed by a kindness, perhaps, or an unexplained calmness or string of good luck. And when we're tired of being alone, of living in this dimly lit place, we look around to see who or what else is out there. Pieces of a story surface. And we remember that there was a moment in history that God chose to come to us in a form we could easily recognize. A baby with skin, eyes, hair, and a mouth, who grew into a man who sometimes got fed up with the people around him, many of whom he loved. A man who also suffered and felt utterly abandoned, all the while being loved by God. It's a story so familiar to us that we've stopped hearing it. The full weight of each word has been crowded out by gift lists and good intentions. This baby is delivered and named Emmanuel, God with us. The name ties everything together. The birth that marked a moment in history, and the word that's been with us since the beginning, the word that dwells among us now, God with us. Present tense, here and now. We've been sitting on the front stoop of an unlit house, blinking into the darkness, waiting, or so we thought. What were we waiting for? Fear and anger have kept us from remembering. Oh yes, we were expecting God. We're not sure how we missed this, but suddenly we know God's already been by. The night air is electric. The faint sounds of familiar music plays. Somewhere, a door has been set open. The moment is pregnant with possibility. God is near. We'll take the offering drinks. Preparing for communion. During this Advent season,
Lord, help us to wait patiently.
God, we pray for your church, both here in Vancouver and around the world. Help us all to understand the meaning of Advent and to live the love of Christmas. During this Advent season,
Lord, help us to wait patiently.
We pray for all the countries and peoples of your world, O God, especially those who are at war and those experiencing poverty. We hope in this season of giving that all may find hope, joy, and peace. During this Advent season,
Lord, help us to wait patiently.
We know that within our own community there are people who are hungry, people who do not have the bare necessities of life. As a church, help us to remember these people, to have compassion, and to help in whatever ways we can. During this Advent season,
Lord, help us to wait patiently.
We remember those who are sick, who are lonely, who are grieving. Be with them, Lord, now and always, during this Advent season.
Lord, help us to wait patiently.
Let us continue in the prayer which Jesus taught.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Your love that find release.
the joyful feast of the people of God. We come to the Lord's table as chosen people. We come in our brokenness and in our desire for life lived out of love.
O God, in our inmost spirits, transform our sharing of bread and wine into an opening of us into you, into one another, and into creation. Increase your life within us, so that we may more totally be the body of Christ.
Friends, all persons who sincerely turn away from sin and desire to live a new life of loving and doing God's will are welcome to receive this sacrament in faith. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. She who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. Come, believe. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took the bread, and after giving thanks to God, broke it and said, This is the body which is for you. Do this remembering me. After supper, Jesus took the cup and said, This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this remembering me. I'd like you to come up. Whoever's wanting to take communion, please come up in small groups. And we'll just continue until everybody has partaken. God of new life, with joy we have received this bread and wine, giving you thanks for Jesus Christ, our peace and our hope. Unite us in continuing Christ's ministry of love and servanthood, that your name may be praised in all the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Give us the courage to share freely out of our abundance you have given us. Help us to rebuild broken relationships, to ask for forgiveness when we need it, to offer it to others when they need it. Help us to live as people who follow the Prince of Peace. Help us to live as a people whose joy has been made complete in you. Help us to live as people who have experienced and who know your unconditional love. Amen. Trust and be not afraid. The God of hope has spoken through the prophets, and it is written, the renewal of creation is at hand, and justice and mercy shall reign. May the one who calls us keep us sound in body, soul, and spirit, and guide our feet into the paths of peace. Amen.
Amen.
for me.